Okay, well, we're going to go back and try to find Jackson. Are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thanks, Dr. Wright. Quick question. What do you suggest? Well, first of all, do you have any favorite nebulizer, specific nebulizers that you recommend to use better than others?
Nope. I leave that question to the pharmacist because that's the equipment they sell, and they generally know their equipment the best. Now, I do know about contents of nebulizers, but not the nebulizers themselves, sir.
Okay. So, speaking for beginning stages of bronchitis, nebulizing, I've heard you talk about nebulizing colloidal silver and any other suggestions?
That'd be the first and best suggestion I could think of, sir. But there's one other thing that I learned, no kidding, clear back at the University of Michigan Medical School, and that is that, and I learned this from a pulmonologist there, too. He wasn't into natural medicine, but he really liked this. He says, hey, somebody gets a bronchial tube infection, you very temporarily, if they're an adult, have them take about 12 drops of potassium iodide in water, and you do that a couple times a day, and you do that for no more than 3 days because we don't want to suppress the thyroid gland. But you see what happens, sir, is that, and this is what he was telling the students, is that that iodide gets into the bronchial secretion where it kills germs directly because iodide likes to come out in bronchial and nasal and sinus secretions. And so you can taste that iodide kind of on the saliva. But it does kill germs, and he helped people to kill off a lot of early infections just with potassium iodide. And that's lung infections. It does not work, for example, for toenail infections, but it does work in the lung secretions. And the other place it works is it sure does kill off bladder infections because a lot of it goes into the urine and kills the germs there.
Sounds great. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, and I should say, sir, that I did modify that a little bit. He said 12 drops a day, and I thought it might be better to use like 6 drops a couple times a day and just make sure there's always some in the system. But like he said, no more than 3 days, please.